This week, Iowa Public Radio is looking at the impacts of the state's newest gun laws. But it's hard to follow gun news if you don't speak the language. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer met with several people who work with firearms and came back with these explanations.
Totally cliche to open this story with gunfire, I know. But it got your attention, right? These shots come from semi-automatic AR-15 rifles. Those are civilian models of a common military gun, the M16. Michael Vogt is a curator and historian at the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum at Camp Dodge, where these shooters were using a range.
Civilian firearms development and military firearms development tend to walk hand in hand.
The main difference between the AR-15 and its military cousin is that the military gun can be fully automatic. That's what you might see in the movies, where the shooter holds down the trigger and shots fire one right after another with scarcely a pause until the ammo runs out. Civilians are not allowed automatic weapons. Vogt says there's often confusion because a semi-automatic can fire many shots without reloading the gun. The shooter can press the trigger again and again as long as there's ammo. And to an untrained eye, that might seem like an automatic weapon. What's more, Vogt says the term military style should not be construed to mean automatic.
When you hear people say it's a military style firearm, being a historian, I always ask the question, well, what period?
A World War I single-shot rifle is very different from a Vietnam-era machine gun like the AK-47. Still, the range of guns readily available is vast.
We're at Brownell's retail store here in Grinnell, Iowa.
Paul Levy is the lead product manager at Brownell's. Displays and racks brim with shiny handguns in various colors, dark hunting rifles, and all-purpose shotguns. The top sellers here, he says, are handguns. They have a single barrel and can be held and shot with one hand, a pistol, for example. Levy says customers usually know what they want. A certain look or make.
It's just like a Chevy or Ford. There's brand loyalties. So that's whether it's Smith & Wesson, Glock, or Colt, a lot of that lies there.
Scanning all the offerings in the store, the difference between long guns and handguns is pretty clear. But within each, there's great diversity. Levy says shotguns are the most versatile. They're usually long, like a rifle, but they have more options for ammunition, slugs or solid bullets, and shot, which is small metal balls. Semi-automatic rifles, shotguns, and handguns are all here. But for beginners, Levy says the safest choice is a single shot. You load it, pull the trigger once to shoot, then reload it and shoot again.
They have a variety of purposes. They're fun in their own right. They're unique. They offer a lot of capabilities, and it causes you to focus on the mechanics of shooting versus worrying about anything else.
For shooting enthusiasts, it's a hobby and a sport. But for law enforcement, guns are related to crime and the potential for lethal violence.
This is the ammunition we have for training throughout the
year. Here at the Story County Sheriff's Office, the staff saw an uptick in gun permits when Iowa's legislature changed the laws for getting one. This year's set of gun law changes includes legalizing short-barreled guns. As the name implies, they're between handguns and long guns in length. Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald says at a crime scene, a firearm is first identified as either a long gun, a short gun, or a handgun. But he says victims and witnesses won't always remember what they saw.
If you're a victim of a crime, like a convenience store clerk and a guy comes in with a small caliber gun, but when you're looking down the barrel, my God, it must have been a cannon he came in here with.
The sheriff says all kinds of guns are out there in the criminal world.
We've taken sawed-off shotguns off of people. We've taken AK-47s. We've taken AR-15 assault rifles.
Let's round out the vocabulary lesson with that last descriptor, assault. Some argue the term only applies to fully automatic machine guns, but it often gets used for semi-automatic rifles as well, particularly in the aftermath of a mass shooting. Perhaps more important than understanding the nuances of different gun terms is the basic safety I heard again and again. Always assume a gun is loaded, never point one at something you don't intend to shoot, and store your firearms securely. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.